Germany.
Yeah, that's right. What do you call the stuff that you might make to pour over a bread pudding or a rice pudding or something like that?
Oh, no. I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember any. Duff.
Duff?
Did you ever hear that? That's the Navy expression. Mm-hmm. That was the first thing that came in my mind. D-U-F-F. Duff.
Is that what you called it as a girl?
No, we always said a sauce, but The boys always said duff.
That's when they got back, huh? Some food dressing. Well, what would you call food that you eat between your meals?
Well, snacks, I guess. That's a modern term anyway. I don't know if we ever...
And if somebody's going in to eat this, you say he's going in to what? To snack?
Yeah, eat a snack.
Have a snack?
Have a snack.
How about...
We always had...
Peace.
Tea at home. And afternoon tea.
Uh-huh.
And that took the place of any snacks that we ever had. But Of course, I never have tea at home. In my home, I never have.
What do you drink?
Well, we drink tea, but then we don't have afternoon tea like the British people, Scotch people do, you know. They all had their... Well, they always had a mid-morning meal, too. That was like our coffee break, I guess, that we call it. I don't know what they called that morning, but the afternoon was always tea. You usually had some small sandwich and a sweet piece of cake or cookie or something like that.
When you were a girl, what did you ask for when you were thirsty?
Well, just a drink, I guess. We never had
a drink
of water.
Well, what would you get this in?
Well, usually it was a cup in the early days because we had very few glasses or anything then. Of course, later the glasses came into general use, but they were not traveling things to go in a wagon.
Did you have those large ones with a stem on the bottom?
Goblets.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they were the first glasses we ever had. Lots of people use those now, and they are good, you know. They hold
almost a pint in
there. Yes. Of course, we have our iced tea glasses now that do the same thing,
the
large glasses.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Well, let's see, parts of a man's suit.
The coat and vest and pants and trousers.
Mm-hmm.
But they'd say, pants, 9 out of 10 people in the country anyway would say pants.
Yeah. And the things that hold them up?
Suspenders.
And those heavy things that men will wear when they're riding a horse in the winter after cattle? Wear them on their
chaps.
Legs. Excuse me?
Chaps.
Uh-huh.
Only most of the men say galluses instead of suspenders. And suspenders is a very social term.
Uh-huh. If I had a lot of stuff in my pocket that went out like this, what would you say it's doing? Or what would you say it did? It
pouched down.
Or anything else?
Bagged.
Bag, bulge, or?
Bulge. I believe the bag. I know I've quarreled with my husband more about getting his pockets baggy than anything.
Oh, that's my trouble. I put everything I own in my pockets, like a pack mule. When a peach